Well, according to Finance Minister Tito Mboweni, Wednesday's budget policy statement is set to place South Africa on a bold new path. And joining me now to weigh in on this from a personal finance perspective is John Manike, who is the head of financial education at Old Mutual. John, thank you so much for your time. Before we look at the actual aspects from a personal finance perspective, perhaps you can share with us your overall thoughts on the budget presentation.
So I think the minister had to do a lot of tap dancing there, you know. So, I mean, he was caught between the rock and the hard place. I mean, in a tough economic condition, and you have to deliver, you know, a budget speech, having to consider the fact that, I mean, you don't have much money in the if you look at the public purse. So there was a lot that he had to consider. So I would say he really tried to balance, the equation. But unfortunately, there were a few surprises. I keep hearing economists say, no, there were no surprises. I'm not sure, particularly if you look at some of the announcements made in respect of the government wage bill. I'm not saying it's a bad move. In fact, you know, logically, it does certainly look like a good move to allow that natural attrition of people taking an early retirement without any penalties. Yeah. But the challenge there is that if you don't consult broadly with your stakeholders, especially organized labor, you're going to have a backlash. The risk there is that those plans may not take off because, if there's a rolling mass action and so on. I mean, we've seen that happen before with pension fund reform because the unions felt that there was no adequate consultation. And you're seeing this the same direction, you know, the government has taken where they made some bold statements about it. And then, of course, there's the issue, although we had before the budget speech that the government was looking at how they're going to reconfigure ESCOM and so on. Again, it's clear that there's a need for a much broader consultation with the stakeholders.
Okay, so from a personal finance point of view, let's start off with the positives that households could perhaps be excited about.
Well, number one, I think we can be happy that there is no a surprise in terms of VAT. Last year, there was an increase by 1%. So at least we can take some comfort in that. So generally, there was no increase in personal income tax. But that is not a reason to pop your champagne yet, because the minister did not necessarily widen the tax bracket. So what it means is that if you do get an increase, if there's any form of pay progression, the likelihood is that you're going to fall into the next tax bracket. So if you want to buy a new car or any other big ticket item, you might want to hold off a little bit until you are clear on what your take-home pay would be, you know, once the tax tables kick in.
I suppose one of the other positives could have been the 950 million rand that government is going to use to do a help to buy initiative in order for people to have their first time property, which could actually get people to have access to something which has so much value.
No, 100%. I think that's a brilliant move because, I mean, you know that there are sectors in economy where people have a backlog when it comes to asset accumulation. But having said that, I think if you consider the fact that we still have high unemployment, I'm sure a lot of people would have wanted to see how government intends to stimulate growth. Yes, there was some budget set aside to build schools, and which is important, especially in a South African context where you have unskilled labor and you need to create labor-intensive jobs. So that's a good sign, but I think we need a lot more of that. So there was not enough, unfortunately, in the budget, given the fact that there is a deficit. So, I mean, but what do you do?
Yeah. The one thing I noticed last year is that, and I suppose there was probably a little bit more backlash from industry players. Mm. Last year, there was a proposal to increase taxes for collective investment schemes, those unit trusts, ETFs, especially if you were buying and selling within the fund. Mm. That is not there anymore. And I'm assuming they took, I suppose, into consideration where people are financially, especially households, and you would have put even more pressure on them.
No, absolutely. And I think you also have to consider the fact that our savings ratio is still very low. You want to encourage people to save. So you actually need to find other ways of encouraging people to save. Otherwise, you're going to have a situation where people will continue to depend on the state. Our social spending is unsustainable. Yes, we have the working class who are paying tax and actually subsidizing those who cannot afford. Mm. But something has to give somewhere.
Could we have done more, I suppose, in terms of increasing tax incentives for people to save more and encourage them in that regard?
Look, that's why, you know, we say the minister has a conundrum there, because you have to find money somewhere.
Yes.
I mean, you keep hearing different sectors of our economy. People say, no, you know, we need more money for this. We need more money for that. I don't want to get into specifics.
Yes.
But the thing is that money has to come from somewhere. So if you sacrifice, this is like a short blanket. You know, you try and cover your face, then you're exposing your feet. You try and cover your feet, you're exposing your face. So you need to make choices. Which one is more important?
Mm.
You know, so it's a game of choices. You have to prioritize. And I think, well, the minister had to do what he had to do with what he had.
Mm.
And I think it's very interesting to look at how the rating agencies are looking at this. I think they realize that he just didn't have much flexibility.
Yeah.
Well, what would you do?
I'm going to put you on the spot here. If you had to give it a rating out of 10, how much would you give the minister?
Well, personally, I'll give it a 6.5. You know, I'll give it a 6.5. I mean, he really tried his best. But I also think that if you look at the growth forecast, I mean, we are in a risky situation, because I mean our population is growing by 2%. If you're going to have an economy that's growing by 1.5-1.7%,
yeah,
we're actually not we're not getting better. But I think we must be happy that the center is still holding. I think there's still a lot more that South Africa can do.
All right, thank you so much for your time. That was John Manyike, who is the head of financial education at Old Mutual.